From a lithium-ion battery fire on an Air China flight in October, to a South Korean plane destroyed by fire after a battery charger caught fire in January. Lithium-ion battery fires like this iPad and laptop, seen in FAA tests, pose a lethal risk to passenger planes. While not mandated by the FAA, airlines do carry burn bags, though independent researchers say most airlines don't carry the certified burn bags that can contain a phone or battery pack fire. You're really concerned that the planes are at risk.
I'm absolutely concerned the planes are at risk.
UPS Captain Bob Brown led the DOT's Lithium-Ion Battery Advisory Committee, which counts two incidents globally every week. In the U.S., the FAA reports 80 lithium battery incidents in 2025 as of mid-December, with 10 more pending verification, a potential record number. Flight crews and passengers often pour water on lithium-ion fires, then place the device in a burn bag. But FAA testing videos show some of those bags may not contain a fire. And most airlines bought their bags before the FAA's tests. Though an underwriter's laboratory certified burn bag can make the difference.
And that means being able to contain a fire for a longer duration, up to potentially 6 hours. And so that's what we're looking for in a containment device.
If you notice your electronic device overheating, please notify the nearest flight attendant.
The airline industry says carriers continue to identify and mitigate potential risks associated with the transport and storage of lithium batteries, prohibiting rechargeable devices in checked bags. Some even require power banks to be visible in flight if in use. One study suggests an onboard fire can turn deadly within 19 minutes.
It absolutely could bring down a plane. If you can't control that event.
These days, passengers often have four devices with them on board a plane. It could be a phone, an iPad, it could be a laptop, e-cigarettes, each with lithium-ion batteries. And it only takes one to catch fire.